Blog Talk Radio.
Proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks, live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
Well, all right, welcome to Talk CDL. I am Troy. I don't normally say that, but for some reason today, I thought I'd just say, hey, I'm Troy. But hey, how's my favorite co-host, Tyler, doing today?
Not too bad, you know, just still adapting to the heat.
Still out there in Utah.
Melting away. Utah, man, I didn't expect it to be so hot here. Come on, give me a break.
You know, what I think about Utah, here's a young man, Tyler. His wife is back in North Dakota. And his daughter is, too. He's out there, young, single, good-looking guy. And all they have in Utah is wives. I mean, it's like they grow wives out there because everybody's got, like, a whole field of them, you know. And I'm just hoping for Christina's sake you don't come back with a couple wives. That's all I'm going to say.
That's funny.
He's like, it's funny how you laughed. You're like, part of you is like, I could just picture your eyes looking upward as you're dreaming about like 30 different women going, I wonder how Christina would think of if I just brought a trailer or wife's home. No, it's not going to work. Trust me.
Hey, you know, it's funny enough because you feel like when you're walking around, every woman is looking for another husband. Like it is kind of weird, man. I mean, but
yeah,
hey,
if I was in Utah, it would be a creepy feeling. But then again, you know what? They wouldn't be after me. They don't. You know, I'm just a bum. You know, they need somebody with money. They don't need some broke, stupid podcast host that really doesn't make $1 million. They need a rich guy like you. Anyways, Tyler, let's stop talking about ourselves. Let's get on with this show. Talk CDL. We talk about trucking, all things trucking, except for a little bit here and there. Today we've got some articles we want to talk about. The article that we're going to be talking about, it actually talks about traffic deaths on the rise. Last year it says that the traffic deaths have gone up a certain percent, and they attribute certain things to the deaths, and even tractor-trailer deaths have gone up, and there's different breakdowns of what they're saying are the causes. And I'm going to tell you, I believe some and believe none. And so we'll kind of go over that. And it was ironic, I also caught wind of another post, and I thought I'd throw that in for the night, and I'll have to go back in and edit and put that in as a tag. But there's also an article in Pennsylvania, and this will blow your mind. The article states that, here, let me just kind of read you the title of it. It says, drivers weigh in on new red light law in Pennsylvania. The governor of Pennsylvania, this is where I'm originally from, signed in a new law that there's going to be certain times where you can run the red light if you want to. So stay tuned if you want to hear this ludicrous scenario in Pennsylvania. And I'll be honest with you, I think it's just plain stupid is my opinion. My initial thoughts, I'm thinking about this new red light law in Pennsylvania.
Well, I might be able to change your mind.
What's that?
I said I might be able to change your mind because
Tyler, because you know that I'm an open-minded guy and I'm willing to hear the argument and the debate. I'm willing to hear the facts. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to go take a couple commercials. We're going to come back. I'm going to tell you my thoughts on all of it, but I want to get to the traffic deaths before we go into the red light, and then we'll just kind of hang out and do what we do best, man. Talk CDL, right? Okay, so how about we just go right to it?
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans, You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393, or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 Aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's Rider and Pet Policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the elite fleet today at GoNationalCarriers.com. That's GoNationalCarriers.com.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey drivers, Troy here with Talk CDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right, just click on one app called Driver Pulse and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to 10thstreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today.
All right, welcome back to Talk CDL. Tyler, you with us now, buddy?
I'm here.
All right. Well, you know what? Guess what? Thought I'd I love my gadgets. So Tyler, we got an article here. I'm gonna read this, and this is a new stats that just came out. across the country, it says traffic deaths rise by 7.7%, which is actually a significant number. Excuse me. It says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recently reported that deaths caused by vehicle crashes spiked in 2015, reaching their highest level since 2008, which, you know, it's a good amount. Now, it says numerous factors contribute to the increase in traffic deaths. It says, according to NHTSA data, 35,200 people were killed in traffic last year, a significant rise from 32,675 in 2017. Okay, so basically about three plus thousand more people have died in car accidents from 14 to 15. But here's the thing. All right, let me just keep reading. It says the NHTSA data also indicates the crashes involving large trucks were up 4%. The increase, and here's the blame. It says the increase is blamed on several factors, including low gas prices and improving U.S. economy, which drove Americans to put on 3.1 trillion miles on their vehicle, more than ever before. Now, I would say, yeah, of course, if there's more driving, obviously you're going to have more accidents. There's no doubt about that. Okay. So I'll go along with that. That's a factor. And now it says increased speed limits in many states are also thought to contribute in highway deaths. I didn't know that many states had increases in their speed limits. Did you guys have a lot of increases up where you're at, Tyler?
I haven't noticed any direct, increases since I've been here. In North Dakota, I haven't noticed any actually increases.
Right. And to be honest with you, here in Florida, I didn't notice them either. And quite frankly, and I think that it says more, increased speed limits in many states. So my guess is the increased speed limits usually come on the interstates. You don't see a lot of highways and little back roads getting increases, especially like with your windy roads. Like they're set at a speed for a reason. Okay. Usually your increases are on interstates. I know Texas had a bunch of increases. They had like one area where it's like 85 mile an hour or some crap like that. But look, let's be honest. Most of your interstates is not where your deaths are. I think a lot of your deaths are occurring more at intersections, places where people are crossing paths. So I'm not too sure about the increased speed. Then it says distracted driving is thought to be another factor that has caused the increase in traffic deaths. I would say ding, 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 ding. That would be my 100% answer in increased deaths. You're texting and driving, your people running down the road. On media players, watching your social media and all other good stuff, driving down the road, texting and driving. I think that is where solely your traffic, and then with the tractor trailer drivers, I think a lot of it has to do with not using the CB. I'm really telling you that I think there's a huge tie-in in there. We've been saying it since we've been on the year. We're coming up on our first year here on the show, Tyler. And we've been saying it from day one about distractions on cell phones and on the people are not using their CBs and they're getting on wrecks and dying on top of it. Tyler, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I would say 100% the combination of distracted driving and not using your CB by far are the top two in, accidents and deaths combined from something as little as, a scratch on your trailer or your bumper to fatality. I would definitely say distracted driving and the CB. Pileups are 100%. I wouldn't say 100%, but, 95% can be avoided. Yeah, can be avoided. Not maybe the initial accident, especially during the winter time, we might just have, a guy lose control, but it may be not the first truck that gets involved after the incident, but the third, fourth, and fifth, and on from there, those guys, most likely, they're not using their CBs. If they were using their CBs, could have been avoided. So 100% agree with you there.
I think I might even tonight while I'm laying in bed, I might actually start researching pileups. I would be willing to bet that in the last year or two, you have record amount of pileups. you know, where they just, and of course, I always go back to the Cheyenne pileup, you know, the one we had posted last year. You know, I think we had to do, I think we had to repost that, because that is such a reminder of the upcoming winter. And it's not even just a winter. They remember, they just had one in Arkansas a month ago where it was like a big pileup. Obviously, that was in June, I think. So I'm going to try to see if I can research just to see if there has been an increase in rear end accidents and pileups. I believe that's where it's really coming down the pike. What do you think?
Yep, definitely.
You know, here's 100%. Something else, Tyler, that I noticed. Today I ran, this morning I got up, okay, and I'm all out of sausage. I'm all out of eggs. So I'm thinking, okay, I don't want to run to the store and then make breakfast. You know, you understand? That's like two pieces of work. I got to physically go to the store, come back, and then proceed to cook. All right? So I thought, I'll run to McDonald's. So I run to McDonald's. On the way back, there's a car in front of me in the passing lane, barely moving, swerving a little bit, and I just go around them. And it's a girl texting. Straight down, looking at her phone, literally just texting and driving. On the way to McDonald's, I had to go around somebody, an old person. I look over, they're texting and driving. I mean, it's, I almost could tell you, if you watch for it, every time you drive, you're going to find somebody that's texting and driving. That's how prevalent texting and driving is right now. And that's, and the horrible part about it is, for all you drivers that are listening, there are drivers by the end of this year are going to be texting and driving, and they're going to kill somebody. They're going to, and cuz they think they can handle it. They think they can handle it, but what they fail to realize, those surprise guys that pull out from the side road that cut in front of you, that if you weren't watching you would have hit them, that's the ones you're hitting. And because you're not looking, when by the time you look up, it's already there. So realistically, the best thing you can do with that phone is throw it in the back seat until you get to where you're going. I'm kidding you not. It's that dangerous. And I got to tell you, if you kill the wrong person, if you kill anybody, you run the risk of manslaughter. And you could be the nicest person in the world, and you're going to go to jail. And I got to tell you, from that point on, all you're going to do is say, why didn't I just turn my phone off? Why? I knew I was doing wrong. I kept taking a chance. Why? You're going to say that for the rest of your life. Why did I keep doing this? What did I just do? I'm telling you, the worst thing you can do is have regret going through your head. Tyler, talk to me.
Yeah, man, I can't really speak on the and try and even relate with the sorrow or just the guilt that you'd feel, you know, knowing that, you know, you caused someone to lose their life, or you were the one, you know, through non-intentionally, you know, if it's your job, you know, military wise or anything, you know, whatever, you know, but texting and driving and to just take a family's life, a little girl's life, a little boy's life, someone who is so innocent that they haven't even been able to experience, you know, life in general. Just all the things that you would never think about, when you have guilt, you start thinking about them. You start running through scenarios in your mind that you would never have ever even thought about before. You know, you would fictitiously make, like, say you killed a little girl, right? I mean, could you live your whole life running through scenarios of little girl, of what that little girl could have been, could have done, you know, all the achievements she could have had? Like, that would be what would be my problem. Man, it would tear me up forever. I couldn't even imagine. It's just not worth it. It's just not. And you don't want to be that guy.
And Tyler, that's about the worst that can happen, is you take somebody else's life, or you cripple somebody or maim somebody, or yourself even. You die or you get hurt yourself because you hit somebody and it caused you. You know, that's the worst part. Here's another scenario. You don't get into an accident, but a smokey sees you texting and driving. As a tractor trailer driver, A handheld device ticket, a cell phone ticket, whatever you want to call it, is a bad ticket. It's just like a DUI these days. It's just like a reckless. It's just like a 15 over. Nobody wants to hire you. So, okay, let's say you go down the road for the next year, and every day you sneak that phone and you're looking down. All you got to do is have one cup. Eventually, listen to me, guys and gals out there, eventually you are going to be seen by a cop. And guess what? You can argue all you want, because there's cameras every damn where, and odds are they can prove it by the camera you're using. I mean, look, I mean, just for example, that guy that killed those state troopers in Arizona a year or two ago, they 100% proved it by his dash cam and by his social media, because you can't hide that. They subpoenaed Facebook or whoever it was, and they got all the records, and this guy was – he was legitimately looking at naked ladies on Facebook when he ran right over those cops and killed them. And he's, I don't know if he's doing life, but he's going to prison for a long time. I mean, there's just so much that can happen to you with the texting and driving. And I believe that that's one of the big causes. And I'm telling you, you better smack your, and a lot of drivers are out there probably listening and going, you know what? I'm sick of hearing this bull crap. You want to know something? And then there's probably a lot of you guys out there going, you know what? Troy's right. Tyler's right. I really need to stop this. And I'm telling you, start Googling videos and trials, okay, in court that's going on right now of good people. I mean, I'm talking about people that probably hardly ever have tickets at all, but they were texting and driving. They took a life. Look, they don't take that lightly. And let me tell you something. When you're at the scene, you go to jail that night. You could be an innocent mother of three that teaches college, and you're in handcuffs tonight. I'm telling you, your life is over as you knew it. I'm telling you, it's done. You're done. Hey, listen, I'm not going to beat a dead horse, Tyler. We got something else we want to talk about here. Can we move on, or do you have anything else you want to say about the accidents?
Nope, move on. Just be smart.
You know, I noticed last night Tyler was so into Talk CDL. We had all kind of technical stuff, and he was like showing off, man, that big brain of his. Woohoo! We get into talking about death and stuff. He's like, yep, okay, whatever, let's move on. You know, nonchalant.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you can only beat that one in so hard, you know?
Yeah, you got to beat it in hard. Okay, all right, let's move this one. This one's titled Drivers Weigh In on New Red Light Law. Got this off WNEP on – actually, I got it off Facebook. One of my friends on my home, my regular page put it up there. This news article comes out of Stroudsburg, which I think Stroudsburg is up by the Poconos. All right. Here's what it says. It says a new law will give drivers in Pennsylvania the green light to go through a red light under certain conditions. Governor Tom Wolf signed it last week. It says the new law – will allow drivers to go through. Tyler, you are paying attention to this one, right? Because you said you're going to change my mind, right? You're paying attention?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay,
I'm
buddy. Listening. Says the new law will allow drivers to go through a red light, but only when the sensor looks broken. In other words, the light may be blinking or it may be staying red for longer than usual. The new rule doesn't take effect until September, but drivers in the Poconos are already having mixed feelings. Okay, so it is. Okay, so now it says this. It says, I think it might work, said Joe Mitchell of Cherry Valley. I mean, there must be some reason that if it's brought the attention to make a law out of it, I mean, they may have a lot of faulty lights. And I lived in Pennsylvania, and I don't remember faulty lights anywhere. It says Governor Tom Wolf signed a bill. I mean, I would say, why don't you fix your lights? But anyways, it says Governor Tom Wolf signed a bill into law last week that will allow drivers to go through a red light if the sensor appears to be malfunctioning, as in blinking or not turning green, okay? And then it goes on to say, Joseph Mitchell tells us he's been stuck at his fair share of long traffic lights, especially when it's dark and no one's around. At the end of the night, no one is coming down the street for you. He said the new rule applies to all vehicles, but was originally created to help motorcycles. According to Ty Shoemaker at Pocono Mountain Harley-Davidson, the weight of a motorcycle can't always trip the light sensor. Those driving on two wheels often find themselves stuck. He says, I've literally have had to get off my motorcycle, walk over and hit the street crossing sign so that the light would change. So it's nice that we won't have to sneak through the light or break the law. Some drivers we spoke to are on board with the new law, but others think it could be too dangerous and potentially cause more accidents. I think it's utterly ridiculous and people are going to get killed, Richard Hortzman from Broadheadsville believes there are some major issues with the law, including no indication of how long a driver must wait before going through the red. Crazy. Why don't we just shut off all the lights and put stop signs on the corners? The people can just stop and go whenever they want. According to the governor's website, the new law won't take effect until September 18th. So if you find yourself stuck at a broken red light, don't go through it just yet. Now, Tyler, before you go on and try to convince me, I will say this. I was an avid motorcycle rider, and there were, believe it or not, even with my wife on the back, there were times where we got to a red light and it wouldn't change. We literally backed up a couple times, so therefore I decided to make a right turn, which is legal, and then try to just go around the other way. So I could see the law being made for motorcycles that would have to try to get through that red light. But when you think of like a tractor trailer and it's the middle of the night, like in a city, and he looks both ways and he goes to go out and just somebody comes maybe out of a street and just is barreling and he doesn't really see the rig because of the side. I'm just saying, I believe there's going to be accidents. And I also believe, like this guy said, hey, there isn't even any indication of how long we actually have to wait. It's almost up to the pedestrian, or not the pedestrian, but the vehicle driver's discretion to say, whoop, that took too long. I'm going. And it's almost like a cop won't be able to fight that because, you know, what can a cop say? You know, the law doesn't say I got to wait 5 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute. And everybody's going to just pull up with their timer now and start timing red lights and just going. I almost think that it's going to cause bull crap and you're going to see fighting and you're going to see accidents. That's my opinion, Tyler. Convince me.
All right. First and foremost, as far as justification of how long you have to wait, these cameras, these lights have cameras, right? If a cop pulls someone over because they went too fast, right? Say they stop and they're like, yep, and they just go, right? That's not reasonable justification for the person to take the light because it states that the way that you worded it, they're going to have to sit there and they're going to have to see if the light. Now, if the light's flashing, right, red, and it looks broken, maybe that's a different story. But if you sit there and you have to wait a while, that's a totally different story. Just like, man, I wish I could remember the term. They're throwing this term all over the place right now with Hillary. In our laws, it states something like something in, you know, content or intent or whatever. I feel like that will throw out a lot here, you know, reasonable intent. You know, how can you have reasonable intent that the light was broken? How can you say that if it was, you've only sat there for 5 seconds, you're still getting your ticket, you know? So I have a feeling that's kind of what will happen there. Before I go into the convincing portion, I will say, I'm about it. And I'll explain why. And I give this governor, kudos for actually trusting in the public a little bit more because I think we need a little bit more of that. And I think it's kind of funny, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen how the truckers reacted on our page to this. I haven't seen how the truckers reacted on the page to this because this is the law actually giving the truckers a little bit of a cookie here. You know, and I'm interested to see. I'll have to look over, see if we had any comments. I don't know if we did. But I will say this. This will be no different, 100% no different than a flashing yellow. The state of Utah, since I've been here, every light, turning lane, and sometimes even when you go straight, is a flashing yellow. they have red lights, but there is flashing yellows to where while the other is pretty much any time there's oncoming traffic on and there's a green light, your turning lane is always flashing yellow. So it's saying yield caution. Go if you think you're good. You know, that I've seen semis doing it. I watched a heavy load do it today, actually, at a turn. Two heavies, actually, back to back. So I see it being the same exact thing. Now, basically, I don't know why they just don't implement the flashing yellow, obviously because that's for turning lanes. Maybe they don't want to put all of those on the – there's no way to do that with a broken red light. But, you know, people, I've had that too where I'm sitting there and I have to run a red. I sat at a red for like 15 minutes on the middle of a highway. There's no way for me to turn right. I'm all the way in the left lane. I'm either going to run this red light or I'm going to cut through solid lines and get into a lane to where I can make a right turn anyway. So either way, I'm breaking the law. So, you know, I like the fact that this governor is putting a little bit of faith in the public to make the right decisions and save them from getting tickets that they cannot fight, period, right? So if you run the red light, you're guaranteed to get a ticket. You just are. If you back up in the middle of the highway, you can get a ticket. If you turn right and cross that solid line, you can get a ticket. This governor is protecting his citizens from the tickets. I don't see there being a huge issue with it. I don't see people taking, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll take advantage of the system. We're always going to have that percent. But, you know, I don't see it being any different than a flashing yellow or a caution, a four-way stop, any of those. And any good trucker out there that knows how to drive their truck, just like when they're, you know, they got a green light to turn left and, you know, you got oncoming traffic, they always have to make this decision. Do I have enough time or don't I? You know, if they come up to a red light and you know, it's not turning green, they're a CDL Class A driver. They should know if they're safe to turn or not. They should – no light is going to have not enough visibility to make that justification and that decision for a Class A CDL driver. Now, at least no light I've ever been at, do I ever not be able to see if I have enough time to actually, you know, make my turn. So I don't see it being a bad thing. I'm happy.
Tyler, let me say this. Do you know how dumb people are when it comes to hitting each other? I'm going to find the story
for
you. But do you know when the first, I think it was like the first five cars were built? Okay. Or was it the first two cars? They found a way in a city to find each other and collide. Did you know that?
It's crazy.
I just think that a lot of people are just too. I don't want to say dumb, but too.
Now
I'm going to get away with something. I think it's going to create people trying to get away with something. But I'll tell you what. I will literally buy into what you're saying. And like I always tell everybody, I sit back and let's watch the numbers and see what happens in Pennsylvania. I'll be interested to know what the numbers look like a year from September, Lord willing, if we can get the stats. Is there more red light accidents? You know what I mean? We should try to get the numbers.
You can get it now. All you have to do is look up the stats on how many accidents have happened from people running red lights based on, you know, them being broken.
Well, no, but now it would be legal.
What's the stat of accidents for running a red light? I mean, it's going to be a little bit off, I guess, because
because it's now a law you can do. And you'll have – actually, you're going to have more people doing it now that it's legal. So who knows? We'll guess we'll find out. Hey, Tyler.
Yeah, I don't know.
Guess what? Oh, good. What were you going to say?
I said, I don't know. I guess all I can say on that is for you guys, you know, listening to comment below on talkcdo.com on the post here and let us know what you think on the topic. But that's all.
Hey, Tyler, I got one more thing
I
want to talk about.
Go ahead.
Are you hearing that back feed?
Nope.
I'm hearing it in my headset. Okay, so check this out. This is off the topic of trucking. You know, I don't usually bring up a subject unless it's all about trucking. But did you catch on the news today over in China that poor girl that gets out of her car?
Oh, my goodness.
Tyler, I almost want to cry for it. I mean, you want to talk about all the things on the plan.
I don't know which one you're talking
about. Tyler, listen to me for one second. When you want to talk about the most, have you ever heard that statement, at the wrong place at the wrong time? That is probably one of the most dead-on statements, wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, and she is a perfect example for everybody should be carrying a gun in their car. That is such a perfect example. I can't even imagine witnessing that in person. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say is I have a different story. That's not even what I thought you were about to say. There's another thing that happened. It was in Japan, though.
Did you see the Bengal tiger thing?
No. What are you talking about?
Okay. I guess they're on this street. It's on every news channel. A car is coming down the road, and for some reason the driver stops, and she gets out. And I don't know if she's going to drive, but she gets out, and walks around the front of the car, opens up the driver's side door, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a Bengal tiger had got on the loose from a zoo. And it comes over and kills her. It grabs her by her back and carries her off. The guy gets out to try to chase after them, and another woman gets out of the back seat to try to chase after them. She almost – that one article said she got killed also, but then on the other – on Fox it said she was wounded, I think. But it literally picks her up and just takes her for a ride, and she's dead. I mean, it literally kills her. How horrible. Talk about being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, that
it's
is crazy.
It's a non-truck – Are you Googling it right now? You ought to Google that. You will want to cry for that poor lady, because she just gets out, doesn't even know there's any danger right there lurking. Horrible, 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 horrible. But anyways, I guess I kind of stunned.
Man.
So Tyler, you had something from Japan. Give me something else before we
yeah,
end the talk.
Before we leave, you know, I guess in the I think it's good for us maybe every now and then throw something out there worldwide, you know, some worldwide news, because sometimes truckers get kind of stuck up in the trucking industry and that's it. You know, it's good to be full circle. Japan, there was a guy who went through a disabled community and stabbed a bunch of people, just straight up killed them all.
Wow.
I forget. I think he might have killed 6 people total. Yeah. They're disabled, man. Why would you go out and murder someone that's disabled with a knife?
Well, it's just
what
he did,
a samurai?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. This is ridiculous. Just one thing after another. All we see is death, 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 death right now from everything happening here in America, China, Japan. Ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous.
I just want to say something to all you people out there in trucker land. Aren't you glad Tyler doesn't come up with this stuff to talk about? Aren't you glad we have people that do that? I'm going to call him Death Boy. Oh, that's horrible, Tyler. That's just sick. I mean, why didn't they just go into a nursery
you
and start killing babies?
You mentioned the death
babies?
Stuff first.
Man, crazy stuff. All right. Hey, Tyler, give me your final thoughts.
Man, my final thoughts are, you know, just because it's a law, okay, up in Pennsylvania now, doesn't mean, you know, you have to start being stupid. I mean, it's still common sense. All you're doing is turning. You still have to look both ways like your mama taught you, okay? It's not that complicated. So don't start getting in accidents, okay, and prove me wrong, because I would be very upset, okay? And I don't handle being wrong very well. So, you know, look both ways. Head over to TalkCDL.com and, you know, listen through the sites. There's some F-35s flying in the air where I'm at right now, so I don't know if that's coming through. But aside from that, man, drive safe. And, you know, if you see a Bengal tiger attacking someone, even if you're in another country, man, kill the damn thing.
Tyler, hold your mic up to the sky. Let us hear them F-35s. Can you catch the sound, or are they gone?
I probably
gone.
No, I can't, because I'm in the truck. So they're flying around, man. They're insane. But
yeah, cool, man. All right. Well, listen, let me give my final thoughts. TalkCDL.com. Look us up over there. Go listen to the show tonight if you're wanting to hear parts of it back. If you only caught the end of it and you want to catch the whole show, about a half hour, wait for it. Lord willing, it should be the RSS feed should feed it right over. iTunes, check us out over on iTunes. You can download all the shows. Tyler, I don't even know, what are we up to, 160, 170? I mean, we're really climbing the ladder, Lord willing, right now. Check us out there. Google us. Find us, 516-387-1911. Write that number down and call us and give us some feedback. I know a lot of you like to call and just get in the sound room. Hey, and if you're wanting to be on the show, a lot of times when people call in, we'll go over and we'll say, hey, this is Troy with Talk CDL. What, do you have something to say today? And a lot of you out there won't say nothing at all. Like, you, I know you're thinking if you say something, I might put you on the show. Guess what? I'm not going to ever do that to anybody that doesn't want to come on. I mean, I know a lot of stations, they'll just go, hey, you're on the air. You know what I mean? And we don't do that to somebody. If you're wanting to come on and just talk, message us on Facebook, the PM, which stands for private message. Just click the message and send us a little message saying, hey, I wouldn't mind being on the show. You know, we got some people that we know are going to be coming on here soon. But if you want to come on and just hang out with us, hey, I'd like to come on and just hang out with you guys and just shoot the breeze. We will bring you on just to shoot the breeze if you want to do that. I know a lot of people don't like to be heard on the radio. They get a little tongue-tied at first. I tell you, ask Tyler. The first time you do it, you're a little nervous. After that, guess what? It's just like, you know, walking. You just do it, Lord willing. So give us a message on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. If you haven't liked us on Facebook yet, our community is slowly growing. What are we at, 8,000, 9,000 people right now, Tyler, on that? So like us over there. What's that?
I think we're pretty close to 10. I mean,
yeah,
to cut you off real
know.
Quick, but Kelly just commented on the Facebook page. I don't know if you've seen it on the post that we were just talking about. She said, wish I'd be awake to call in for this. Hope to call in soon. Kelly, that was 9 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh.
You are awake Kelly. While we're live. Come on.
You know, I seen Kelly posted today. She had her husband with her. I don't know if he's still with her. Yeah, she had a picture of him up there. She said, hey, I'm lucky I get my husband to drive with today. So they both drive for the same company. And somehow, I don't know if they're doing a little team run or just maybe she's in town and went out. That's probably what it is because, I don't know, he went OTR also. So who knows? I don't know. Maybe they're just doing a little local run together. But anyways, because I know I seen she was unloading in Tennessee this morning where she lives. So who knows? Kelly from Kelly McCulley from Lady Truckers. Y'all can go over there and like her also. Don't forget to visit all of our patrons. And we got, you know, like Drive for Freedom and Driver's Final Mile. Is it Truckers or Driver's Final Mile? It's one of them. And go over there and visit those guys. And, you know, definitely go on the site if you're looking for a job. Give some of our people a call. Hey, listen, those people that do our commercials, national carriers out of Dallas, Texas, you've got Mercer Transportation for all you owner-operators that are honestly looking. I'm not just saying this because they are on our show, but they have an excellent package for you owner-operators. And I'm talking about long-term. Go and give Mercer a call. And for all you drivers that are looking to do just flatbed company, give GMR a call. Those guys have about 70 trucks, and they will grow if they get a driver. And I know that if you have at least 2 years of experience, those guys will train you to run flatbed and heavy haul. I mean, you could really add another notch to your resume with those guys, and they're super people to deal with. Give them guys a call. Their numbers are all on the show. Don't forget, 10th Street is another place. They're the application keepers for most of the trucking companies out there in trucker world. Guess what? They have that new app called Driver Pulse. If you download that and you put in 3 applications, you could just go on your little app and literally as the companies are uploading, saying that they got this reference or that reference, or they got your criminal background done, or they got your MBR back. You can actually see that in real time as they're uploading that stuff. You don't have to call them. So a lot of good things happening with Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Do us a favor. Stay with us. We really enjoy having you. Keep the really awesome emails coming. If there's anybody that wants to call in and shoot the breeze with us, hey, if you want to call in and call us names, even call us. You know, we love having people on the air with us. I talked to Diesel today, Tyler. I talked to Diesel. He called me. Yep. He said, I'm really healing slow. He had triple bypass last month, if y'all remember. And he literally was going to his first appointment. And he was breathing kind of heavy, so he just said, I got to really talk to the doctor to talk to him about why I'm healing so slow. Well, Diesel 70, 71, you know, you're going to heal slow. So You know, hey, Lord willing, he'll be back on the show. Richie Rich has been just got back from vacation. He was at the Dragon's Tail. Him and his brother running the Dragon's Tail in their Harleys. So Lord willing, he'll be back soon. I've seen Ron over the weekend. Ron's back, but he's enjoying some home time. He said he's going out next. His next trip out is for 3 or 4 months, you know, so he's really going out there and stays out there. So, guys, we enjoy having you. I'm going to go ahead and end the show with a God bless good night. If we're alive tomorrow, we're going to do the show again like we do every day. We enjoy having you. Hopefully you enjoy having us. Thank you.